Officials say 5,000 ex-militants witnessed the handover of more than 500 assorted weapons, 100,000 rounds of ammunition, and 14 gunboats in Bayelsa State last weekend. But the main militant group, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, dismissed the amnesty program as sheer deceit. It said the government had paid for weapons. Amnesty Committee member Timebe Korapamo Agare reacted angrily to the allegation, saying it was in the best interest of militants to accept the amnesty offer.
I don't think we need to pay anybody, because I think it is in the best interest of the boys that they lay down their arms and get themselves organized for the next level of political engagement, and also the fact that they have opportunities to acquire skills and training to earn more sustainable and secure livelihoods.
The government portrays the amnesty as the first step in a process to bring peace to the region. Officials say as many as 10,000 rebels could accept the amnesty deal before the 60-day program ends on October 4th. So far, only a few thousand rebels have committed themselves to the program, and fears had emerged that the plan could fall apart following its rejection by men. Korepamo Agare tells VOA that the public acceptance of the amnesty by a key rebel commander, Ebikobowe Victor Ben, popularly known as Boy Loaf, was a huge victory for the government initiative.
I have received numerous calls from even men members who want to lay down their arms because of what happened on Saturday. Nobody can write off Boy Loaf with a wave of their hands. So it's a big thing, and it's obviously encouraging a lot of people, you know, to come out.
Nigerian crude exports have fallen by around 40% since early 2006, when rebels launched a campaign of sabotage against Africa's biggest oil and gas industry. Analysts say without a comprehensive development plan for the region, the Niger Delta will remain very unstable. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.